This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Bahamas are getting battered by Hurricane Dorian, which was upgraded to a Category 5 storm with 180 miles per hour winds. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Silbert Mills, owner of the Bahamas Christian Network TV and radio stations, says trees and power lines are down in the Abaco Islands and that roads were flooded out.
Like nothing I've never been through. It really feels like you are helpless and that you have to depend solely on the mercies of the good Lord.
He's riding out the hurricane with his family in the home he built 41 years ago.
We believe that it's structurally sound, but that remains to be seen. I'm holding on.
At 180 mile per hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is tied for the fourth strongest winds in the Atlantic since record keeping began improving. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump's administration and China have gone ahead with their latest tariff increases, potentially raising prices on a range of goods. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The 15% U.S. taxes apply to about $112 billion worth of Chinese imports, while in China, authorities have begun charging higher tariffs on American imports, according to employees who answered the phone at customs offices in Beijing and the southern port of Guangzhou. Tariffs of between 5 and 10% are being applied to items ranging from frozen sweet corn and pork liver to marble and bicycle tires. A study by J.P. Morgan has found that Trump's tariffs will cost the average American household $1,000 a year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Germany's president has asked for forgiveness for the suffering his nation inflicted on Poland and the rest of Europe during World War II. Frank-Walter Steinmeier spoke Sunday at a ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of the start of World War II. This is VOA News. The pro-Iranian Lebanese group Hezbollah has fired several anti-tank missiles at an Israeli army base and a military ambulance. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
For the past week, Israel has been bracing for a Hezbollah attack since an Israeli airstrike that targeted what Israel said was an Iranian plot to bomb northern Israel with armed drones. That attack killed several Iranian fighters, including two members of Hezbollah, and Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah had threatened retaliation. That came with several anti-tank missiles fired at northern Israel that hit an army base and a military ambulance, but did not cause casualties.
That's Linda Gradstein reporting. Hezbollah said the target was an armored personnel carrier and there were injuries. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has ordered the Israeli army to be ready to respond to any scenario. A senior British minister refuses to guarantee that the government will abide by legislation to avert a no-deal Brexit. David Doyle reports.
British lawmakers opposed to a no-deal Brexit will bring forward legislation this week. Aimed at stopping Prime Minister Boris Johnson from allowing the UK to crash out of the European Union at the end of October. But on Sunday, Cabinet Minister Michael Gove, speaking on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, refused to guarantee that the government would abide by any such legislation.
We will see what the legislation says when it is put forward.
Gove also denied there would be shortages of fresh food in a no-deal scenario, but did say prices may go up.
Everyone will have the food they need.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The International Committee of the Red Cross says more than 100 people are believed to be dead after the Saudi-led coalition fighting Iran-backed Houthi rebels launched an airstrike on a detention center in southwestern Yemen. A Red Cross official says the teams are working to find survivors under the rubble. The Saudi-led coalition said it hit a facility in Damar where drones and missiles were stored and all precautionary measures were taken to protect civilians. Russia is accusing the United States of endangering a ceasefire in the Syrian province of Idlib by conducting an airstrike there. Russia says the indiscriminate attack was launched Saturday without advanced notice to Russia or Turkey, which have troops in Idlib. The U.S. Central Command says U.S. forces conducted a strike against al-Qaeda in Syria leadership at a facility north of Idlib. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes killed at least 40 militants. And circling back to our top story, Hurricane Dorian has made history as it creeps across the Bahamas. It is a Category 5 storm with winds, top winds up to 295 kilometers per hour. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.